Welcome to our mini episodes, bite-sized words of wisdom designed to bring joy and clarity to your day. Join us in our first mini episode as we delve into the topics of therapy, life, and healing in modern times. If you have any questions about booking a session or want more information on future podcasts, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can find my information on the podcast show available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So today I want to focus on a topic that has been on my mind for quite a while. Many people often ask me, what is therapy? So typically when someone seeks therapy, it's because they have reached a point where their current approach is no longer effective. They may have tried numerous tactics or ways of changing or growing, but they have just hit a dead end. In my work as a therapist, I would like for my clients to see that it's not about fixing something. There isn't a problem that needs to be solved. For example, in a physical item, like a car, when a car breaks down, you take it to the mechanic and he fixes the part that is broken. But we humans are much more complex than cars or furniture. We are not a piece of furniture that needs fixing, and we are not a car that needs to be repaired. But for many years, the focus on change and growth was centered on the idea of fixing. For example, if someone has a bad habit, the goal would be to break the bad habit. Or if someone has a bad temper, the goal would be to teach the person how to control his temper. But what if we can connect to a deeper dimension? A place where the person feels connected and whole. A place before the bad habit took effect. A place before there was a temper. So in therapy, we learn how to connect to a part of us that doesn't need any fixing at all. Therapy is about uncovering the essence of our true selves. When someone doesn't feel comfortable in their environment, it's natural that they will build protectors and walls to make sure that they never get hurt again. They choose these protectors to become their new identity, and they forget who they truly are. They hide behind this fortress. In IFS, Richard Schwartz talks about the higher self. He defines the highest form of self by the eight C's. So in this state, in being your core or your true self, a person is calm, connected, compassionate, and curious. But when defensive guards are up, we are incapable of being open-minded or curious. When we feel emotionally hurt, it's difficult to have compassion. But yet, when we're able to access our higher self, we are able to heal all of the parts that have been hurt. In Chassidus, we call this the godly soul, the nefesh elikis. The godly soul is a piece of God that's placed in us. The godly soul is our essence. It's always perfect and is not affected by anything negative. The goal is to let go and let God. And that's accomplished by feeling safe. A human, a person, needs to feel safe. Safe enough to be able to allow ourselves to experience who we truly are.